Psalm 130, verse 7. No, I didn't miss it. It's just there's nothing in Psalm 129 for me to open the service with. So skipping over tomorrow, you'll have one verse already done from your reading. So King James says, "Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption." God's word puts it this way. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, because with the Lord there is mercy, and with him there is unlimited forgiveness. NIV says, O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. Not partial redemption. Not a little bit. Not an earnest of redemption. Full redemption.
You bet.
And the message says, O Israel, wait and watch for God. With God's arrival comes love. And with God's arrival comes generous redemption. And the Passion Translation puts it, O Israel, keep hoping, keep trusting, and keep waiting on the Lord. For he is tender-hearted, kind, and forgiving. He has 1,000 ways to set you free.
Beautiful.
Amen. Jameson Fawcett and Brown says about this, that is, all are invited to seek and share divine forgiveness. I love that. We have been called to divine forgiveness. Woo, I love it. Divine, that's such a special word. Almost like divinity.
Very sweet.
It's sweet, that's right. Divinity is very sweet and white and pretty. Amen. Wesley says, see, it's Christmas time. Christmas and parties are on my mind. Wesley says about the redemption mentioned, it is plenteous, abundantly sufficient for all persons who accept it upon God's terms. This is abundance of forgiveness. God loves us, and he wants us to enjoy himself and enjoy everything that he's given us. Let's stand and let's say it from the NIV translation this morning. Oh, Israel, put your hope in the Lord,
for with the Lord is unfailing love,
and with him is full redemption.